Selling wholesale can be a valuable and lucrative strategy for businesses of all sizes, but there are a few myths about the process that can discourage some entrepreneurs from exploring whether wholesale is a good fit for them, and it could prevent some brands from pushing further into wholesale and expanding that revenue stream. So today I am sharing 5 myths about selling wholesale and the truth behind each one. Today's episode is brought to you by our Is Wholesale Right For You Masterclass. You can get access to this free on-demand masterclass by going to proofyourproduct.com/resources. During this class, I'll walk you through 12 questions to ask yourself to determine if you, your products, and your business are ready to sell wholesale, and I'll provide you with tips so that you can move forward confidently with next steps. Again, you can gain access to this at proofyourproduct.com/resources. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. All right, let's jump into the 5 myths that I frequently hear from our students and listeners when it comes to selling wholesale. The first myth is wholesale is only for large, established businesses. The truth? While it is true that some wholesale buyers may be more interested in working with established businesses, this does not mean that smaller or new businesses cannot succeed in wholesale. In fact, our community is made up entirely of thousands of brands who are selling their products to stores big and small. Many are selling to their dream stores, and majority of the people in our community are very small brands. So this is absolutely possible, and it can be done. Many wholesale buyers are open to working with newer brands, especially if the product brands have unique or high quality products. So if you're doing something unique, creative, if you have a cohesive brand, buyers are interested in that for sure. Also, I will tell you, independent brands can really stand out in the wholesale market by having that cohesive product line that we just talked about and having established sales tools, particularly a catalog that outlines wholesale terms and conditions. Those are all things we talk about at Paper Camp, but those are the types of things that make the smaller brands look polished and professional when reaching out about wholesale. The second myth is wholesale prices leave little profit. Now, here's the truth. While wholesale prices have lower profit margins than your retail prices, it is important to acknowledge that the two sales channels are very different. They have different functions, they're for different audiences, and therefore the profit margins are different. On the retail side, you will sell individual products to individual customers. Your profit margins per piece are higher, but you're selling less of those products. Wholesale, on the other hand, is a volume game. One wholesale buyer must purchase larger quantities of your product and spend a minimum dollar amount with you to honor that, for you to order that honor. So for you to place that order, fulfill that order, they have to meet certain requirements that are outlined in your terms and conditions. Additionally, you are the one that determines your wholesale pricing based on your production cost, your desired profit margin, and the going rate for similar products on the market. So you will know before you start selling wholesale whether or not a certain product category is viable for wholesale, or whether that's something that you should keep on the retail side of your business. So yes, wholesale prices have a different profit margin than retail, but you will know that going into it before you agree to wholesale any of these products. Myth number 3, wholesale is the only way to sell to retailers. The truth is, while wholesale is the only way I want you selling your products to retailers, it is not the only option. Consignment is another option, and this is where retailers will sell your products in their stores and then pay you after the product sells. So you will supply the product, you may even help merchandise it and manage inventory, but you don't get paid until after the product sells to the end consumer. Also, you receive a smaller portion of the profit than the store because they had the overhead and everything. Now, when selling wholesale, the store will purchase your products outright, and they'll take responsibility for merchandising, marketing, and selling through those items. With consignment, you again have to manage the merchandising, inventory management, and even sometimes payment collections. I will tell you, I have never seen a consignment sales arrangement work out in the favor of the product business. Selling through consignment puts a larger risk and a financial burden on the product brand, which is why I strongly discourage my clients from offering consignment. I would instead rather you focus on selling wholesale and building your relationships there. So wholesale is not the only way to sell to retailers, but it is my preferred way for you to sell to retailers. All right, myth number four, wholesale is a one-time deal. This is incorrect. While some wholesale relationships may be short-term, I teach my Paper Camp students how to build long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationships with their wholesale accounts. Our goal is to build long-lasting relationships that lead to repeat business and new opportunities. And so we do this through multiple touch points, different communication techniques, various points of outreach. And we do this before, during, and after someone becomes a wholesale customer. I can tell you that it is entirely possible to have a long-standing relationship and recurring orders from your wholesale accounts. And I have also seen through my clients' data points that as those relationships get stronger and the personal relationship starts to build, we also see a higher average order value from those repeat customers. So wholesale is not a one-time deal in most cases. Myth number five. If I put my products on a wholesale platform, buyers will find me and I will be successful in wholesale. Truth. Getting started with wholesale requires a lot more than just plopping your products onto your own website or a third-party wholesale platform like Faire or Abound. While these tools, Faire and Abound and others, are excellent for making a smooth purchasing experience for our customers, you still need to actively promote and market your products to the wholesale market. You want to reach out to retailers that you want to work with. So just because we add our products to a platform does not mean we've made it and that we're successful, right? To be successful in wholesale, you need three key things. You need a product line that is robust, cohesive, it solves a problem, and it has strong profit margins for your business. Two, you need strong sales tools. Specifically terms and conditions with wholesale minimums and correct pricing. And third, you need strategic marketing. You need to build relationships with accounts through those thoughtful touch points we just discussed, and also multiple marketing channels. I can tell you that I have seen too many brands on third-party websites that are not priced right. They don't have wholesale minimums, or they're letting that platform dictate their business practices for things like how often they're releasing products or whether they accept returns or whether or not they offer discounts. And I don't want a third-party business making those decisions for your business. The brands that are doing well on third-party platforms, they already have a strong wholesale foundation that extends well beyond that wholesale platform footprint. These are strategies that we teach at Paper Camp to those who are new to wholesale and to those who want to scale their existing wholesale program. All right, friends, I hope that this helped to dispel some common myths that I am hearing about selling wholesale. Overall, selling wholesale can be a really rewarding and effective way for your business to reach new customers and expand your reach and your visibility. But I do think it's important to understand the realities of what selling wholesale means and dispel some of these myths so that you can make informed decisions about whether wholesale is the right fit for your business. Now, if you're curious to learn more and you're looking to grow your wholesale in 2023, be sure to join the waitlist for Paper Camp. You can do that at proof2product.com/papercamp. This is our signature program where we teach you how to scale your wholesale revenue, your sales, your marketing. We do this through a four-week program. It's live coaching and videos and community connections. But Paper Camp has run more than 40 times over the last 11 years, and we have coached thousands of brands who sell to stores like Target and and Nordstrom, Container Store, Barnes & Noble, and of course, independent boutiques all over the world. The independent boutiques are truly the bread and butter of our sales. So we will run Paper Camp again in February, March of 2023, but hop on that wait list to get early access to tickets. We do sell out every time, and we do have a limited number of seats available. So that's proofyourproduct.com/papercamp. All right, thanks for joining me today and listening until the end. I will be back next week with a new episode.